Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight. And for the first time since 1990, the Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
Date to be determined. Judd Saron on the call last night.
I thought we knew when it was starting.
Right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We don't know that for sure. The league hasn't announced that. Let's see what happens if the Western Conference Finals wrap up in five games. That's what I'm rooting for now. I had this all wrong. You don't root for a deep series on the other side. Ever.
Nah, you don't want to sit that long. I'm with you now.
Unless your series is going deep.
Right. Exactly.
Love it deep.
Excuse you?
It's a long week again.
Excuse you, sir?
I'm just glad we're going to be able to decompress for a little bit. You know, we get so consumed with our own schedules and running here and this cancellation, that cancellation. You got to do this, you got to do that. You got to stay. Got to watch this game. Got to watch all the post game. And next thing you know, you wake up and here we go again. Let's get right back into it. Four more hours of this. Let's do it. Bruins are going to the freaking Stanley Cup.
You've been adjusting your schedule a lot for the playoffs?
No. I mean, but you know what it is. You know how miserable you are about it. Friday, going to be angry. Oh, another rainy Friday. You know what? Sun's coming out at 3. I'm going to be good mood today. Towards the end of our show, when it starts to clear, we're going to morph into a Yacht Rock Friday show.
Last round, I was rooting for the Carolina Islanders series to go long as the Bruins were playing Columbus. And that made sense because the Bruins-Columbus series was going long.
Yeah.
And that was wrong. That was stupid. You saw it at the start of this series. You saw the way that it played out at the start of this series. The Bruins were ready to go.
They weren't.
And they
kind of were, but I mean, they hit you back a little bit at first period, but boom, you took over those next two periods.
You go back to the start of the Columbus series when Columbus was coming off their sweep of Tampa Bay, and what happened there? I thought the Bruins were ready to go out of the gate, and Columbus was a little slow getting out of the gate.
Here's the
teams that have the sweeps ready to go out of the gate. Listen, there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, that's just life.
All right, periodically
you're not going to slow down your series because you're going through a bad team like the Bruins just did.
I periodically go through this. I'm going through a phase right now, a positivity, and I'm going to be positive about this. This is good for Zdeno Chara.
Yes,
it was going to be bad for Zdeno Chara because older guys, especially Chara, he doesn't like to wait that much. He likes to skate every day. No. He wasn't playing last night for some reason. I don't care that he was out there at the end in the handshake line and that Brendan Moore, I know we'll get to that eventually, and he and I talked to you, okay, big man, all that stuff. Obviously, something's not right with Chara, so as much as we thought that Chara didn't want the long layoff, Chara will benefit from the long layoff.
Mm-hmm.
Tuukka is dialed in to the point where obviously if they were going tomorrow night, you would just love it. You would think nothing is going to get past this guy. He is completely in the zone. However,
the line is what I worry about. They finally break out of it last night in a big way. Huh. And all of a sudden it's like, no, now the break, these guys did like finally break through and they finally have their night. They were on fire last night.
You want to worry about one guy, worry about Pastrnak. Marchand and Bergeron, they've done this. They've been through it. They're vets.
Yeah,
they're vets.
Tardy is right.
I'm just saying that right now, if you want something to root for in that other series, Stop complaining. Stop complaining about that hand pass the other night and start
it
and say, yes, yes. And let's go San Jose and wrap that thing up and let's get on. Yes. Let's get on with it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Start rooting for San Jose to get that series over with, because we've seen it in this playoffs. We've seen it in previous years that when you have long layoffs, really long layoffs, like when the Islanders waited 10 days to play their series against Carolina, what happened to the Islanders? They got swept by the crap bag team that we just watched for four games. That team swept the Islanders. The Islanders had to wait 10 days to play Carolina. So the Bruins now have to wait, and we don't know when that series will begin. The Stanley Cup Finals will begin in Boston, game one to be played at TD Garden. How about that? Just that. We did not expect that they would be here. I don't think most people expected that they would be in this position, but here they are.
Schedule helped, though.
It did.
And I know we do have to recognize that the path was there for them, and it almost, you know, we readjusted expectations after each series, because after you get the first one, you're like, oh, wow, holy crap. Remember the shock when Tampa was going down? And Tampa was down 0-2. Tampa was down with it. Holy Jesus, they're going to get swept out. And then Pittsburgh gets swept. You know, the Caps get knocked out. And you're thinking, it is there for you more so than any other year. Don't F this up. It became don't F this up. And they didn't. And it's a credit to them. And I know you talk about that first line. If Pastrnak gets it going and just gives you one or two or here or there, they're going to be hard to beat. Because I don't worry about the rest of that first line. And the consistency of two, three, and four, those other lines, and those guys getting ready to play and having to do what they have to do when it's called or whatever shift they're on, and this goalie, the way he's playing and the adjustments this coach has made, this team is coming together, and it's coming together perfectly at the right time. You watch that video on that plane last night. They're together, man. They're having a good time. They're having a good time winning. It's going to be a fun week next week. It really is. Boston's going to be humming.
That top line was figuring stuff out on the bench last night. They were huddled up.
You see that?
And it was Pastrnak who was. Who knows?
They don't know what he's saying.
I don't even know how you would read his lips because, with the accent, it would be difficult. However, it was him who was telling Bergeron and Marchand something that he saw. Some openings, spacing, something, spacing. Some lanes that were being created, something that was opening up. And he, look, to his credit, to all their credits, they figured it out. Jim wanted to give him credit early last night after the power play goal, and he said top line. I said, not that. I know it was Bergeron. Nope, not on the power play, but they did get it going. They were playing well before that, and they were playing well toward the end, and everything about it was good last night.
I think I know what he was saying to those guys on the bench last night in game.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
It was longer than that, though.
Oh, what?
Did he say it just over and over again?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but...
I think that was the conversation.
Bergeron and Marchand, they're like, look, he's in the zone right now. He's not making any sense. Just keep nodding and yeah.
Okay, something about check your voicemails, give me some calls. Uh-huh. I don't know, something along those lines.
Right. Yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're right here. Yeah.
You guys cutting your sleeves off your T-shirt like me?
What do you got? Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Something along those lines. Yeah, it was nice to see. It was good to see those guys break out. And now they wait. And now they wait and wait. You know what? The build-up to it will be fun, Zoe. The build-up will be fun.
Oh, yeah.
To the series.
Yeah. A lot of shark bear talk.
I'm being positive today.
Then the games begin.
Okay, shark versus bear.
It's fun when you're winning, and it's fun when you're now Eastern Conference, you know, finals champs. And then when it gets real, you know, unless you're still winning... You know, there's the potential for it to not be fun.
I'm remaining positive, but okay. But if this other series goes long, and we got to talk about who they might be playing for 5 days next week, and still don't have game one, it's gonna be tough. There's only so much, you know, shark versus bear that we can talk about and hope for.
You can do a lot of that. So many advantages for the Bear. I thought about this last night as you're sitting there, and you know, you get the rumors that fact that this 2,500-pound, 15-foot great white is heading past Carolina right now and heading this way. Because he's coming up here to feed. And there are towns down there in Cape Cod that have declined the clever buoy system and said, you know what, we're not going to invest the money. So swim at your own risk, people. Get in the water. But if you're the Bear, like, you're fine if you don't get in the water. Can a shark scratch his own ass? No. Bear can.
Excellent point.
Bear wants to go to bed? Go to bed. Wake up. You can sleep all winter if you want.
Sleep.
Everybody's got this whole preconceived notion. You just want to stick your head in honeypots.
Nope.
I'm gonna go mess your house up.
Not true. Urban legend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's one in a tree in Arlington right here. It's that time of year. How about the one went to the Cape? I thought he actually got on the T and went to the Cape. No, he was on a trash train. So much I know.
So we think.
So we'll continue the stuff.
Oh, good.
The only benefit, I guess you could say, to the Western Conference Finals going deep is that whoever does win that series will also have come off a 7-game series in the second round of the playoffs. So if that series does go long, they will have played back-to-back long series.
Yep. You need to go overtime against Vegas.
They will be grinding at that point. They will be beaten down at that point. You will be physically in better shape than whichever team it is that you play. That's the one positive I could take out of the chance that that series does go long.
5 games.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what
we gentlemen,
the statistics, the historical statistics will tell you that you'd rather have a shorter series in the Western Conference Finals right now.
Could you imagine you play St. Louis and then we got to get like up for St. Louis and they got the glorious song. I want the Sharks. I think it's a more intriguing matchup. I like the back and forth across the country. Remember when you had to fly west to go to Vancouver and Vancouver to come back and the grind of that series?
Well, the last 5 Cup Finals winners all went to Game 7 of their conference finals.
Whew.
When the Bruins last won the Cup, what'd they do? Oh, they went to a Game 7 in every round leading up to the finals. And then they went to a Game 7 in the finals. They played 28 games in the Stanley Cup playoffs to win the Cup.
I think your goalie right now is so freaking hot, and on that time off, you're waiting on it.
13. What did they do in 13 when they lost to the Blackhawks? What did they do to Pittsburgh?
They swept them.
Oh, they did. See? Short series? No bueno. Not good.
It's going to be fine.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Different year.
Root for the short series too on the hot. Other side, too.
Too hot.
Too hot right now. It's not even their fault. There's nothing you can do about the fact that Carolina is not very good.
Young guys.
And they were not ready for the stage, and they were not prepared for that series. And I wonder, if we were in Raleigh today doing the show on the Carolina Hurricanes, what would you say about that team?
Oh.
This is not to take away from the Bruins, because the Bruins are the far superior team to the Carolina Hurricanes.
We're a long way to go.
Should it have been as lopsided as it was?
Nope.
Should it have been?
No. Based on what they did in the postseason leading up to it?
Do you question
Dougie
Hamilton?
They didn't show me anything during those 4 games to indicate that it should have been closer, but they obviously had something to take the Caps to the limit like they did, and then to sweep the Islanders like they did. Where did it all go?
What should they be saying in Raleigh today? Yeah, why don't we get to that, too? And your calls and your reaction and celebrations of the Bruins winning the Eastern Conference. We'll get to that coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Canes clad in their home black, red and white trim. Greg McKegg, Sean Corrali on the draw. Sit back and enjoy the sounds of game number 4.
When I look into your eyes.
Marchand, near wing over the line, out in front. They score! David Pastrnak. Boston breaks the ice. Drops it off of Bergeron, gets it back. Bergeron scores! A bullet from the slot. Patrice Bergeron, 2-0 Boston.
Just like them old stars.
Pastrnak in the slot. Bergeron scores! Patrice Bergeron, 3-0 Boston.
Well, just a sensational game by the big boys.
Brad Marchand through center. Empty net, he'll get to it. He'll hit the bullseye. Marchand puts it away more. Hamilton, a long bomb in on Rask. That'll do it. The Boston Bruins will advance. They are champions of the Eastern Conference once again. They are on their way to the Stanley Cup Final.
See then the stars.
Yeah.
That's so sad for the Hurricanes. I screwed something up a minute ago, by the way. Thanks for the calls. Tells me you're all paying attention. I've done this before. It's not the first time I've screwed this one up.
We never screw up.
The Bruins didn't go seven games in every round in 2011. They won three game sevens in 2011. They swept the Flyers in there. They swept the Flyers in the second round. I don't know why I do that. So they didn't play seven. They didn't play 28 games. They played a total of seven.
That sounds better.
25 games is what they played. Not 28 games. 25 games is what they played. Still a lot of games. The last cup team, we looked it up, the last cup team to sweep in the conference finals and win the Stanley Cup was the 2010 Chicago Blackhawks. They swept their conference finals and then they won the cup. It's hard to do. It's hard to do with the layoff. So the Bruins have that, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's not their fault. Now we've got to root for a quick series on the other side. All right, if we're in Raleigh today and we're talking about the Hurricanes, not like the people in Raleigh will talk about them because they'll be like, it was so great. It was fun.
It's nice by the fans at the end to stay, though.
Yay! What did that guy, what did our guy Specht tweet last night?
Andy Specht.
What did Andy there tweet? He tweeted something along those lines.
Andy Spanky?
Gutless fans got nothing constructive to say. What did he tweet?
I still can't believe the NHL Canes made the Eastern Conference Finals. Thank you for making this an exciting season. The future is bright.
Oh, what a waste of time you people
remember,
are.
Oh, remember Tampa put out a tweet from their team Twitter handle apologizing for the elimination? Like, we can't believe it happened either. So sorry for this. Like, you lost. Just shut up. Deal with it. Figure it out. You're going to fix it. Figure out you're going to get better home
uniforms.
No grit. Your uniforms suck at home.
No grit, no anger.
What do you like, Dougie Hamilton? You want that guy to stay there?
No.
Go find a new captain.
Grit down there.
The captain lost his mind the other night.
Not real fans. Soft. Oh, yay.
Tailgate.
This was so wonderful.
We tailgate before the game. It's pretty cool down here. You know what? We had a call from the other day. You know, you guys from Boston. You know what it is? It's 72 degrees.
Jim thinks I'm being too harsh on them. He thinks I'm being too harsh on the people of Raleigh. Jim does. He thinks I'm being too harsh. Because it is a good year for them. It's a good thing that they
won. If I was in Raleigh, I think it was a good year. Like last year's Celtics was a good run.
You know what you are? You're the Colts. Go hang a freaking banner.
Like
we got swept.
I can't believe they made the Eastern Conference Finals.
So that year for the Colts was a good year too. For them, it was a good year.
I know it is.
Unbelievable.
But we're great here, and we get to sit here and laugh at your little accomplishments.
I'm not laughing at them.
I'm laughing at them. I'll laugh all day.
You won a couple of playoff rounds. That's unbelievable. Like it's far fetched that a team can win a couple of playoff rounds,
and I should
it does happen. Playoffs.
I not should like know comet. This, but before you compare the Celtics last year to the Hurricanes this year, did the Hurricanes lose their top two players?
No.
Going into the postseason,
what would they do if they lost?
No,
Williams?
But the expectations heading into the postseason were about the same.
What if Aho went down with a knee? Oh, he's out for the series, out for the year. Continue.
I mean, this is the league where the teams that go into the playoffs, everybody sort of has a chance to win a little bit. Maybe not win it all, but has a chance to win some.
Listen,
some
rounds. I'm jaded because of my early days rooting as a sports fan around
right,
here.
You are. Right.
When your team made it to the AFC Championship in '96.
Yep.
Just making it to the AFC Championship.
We were so excited to go to New Orleans.
Every
party.
Business that had one of those signs you can change the letters said some version of Go Pats.
Go Pats.
Everywhere,
right.
All around New England.
And it should
because people were pumped just to get to the AFC Championship game.
And okay. Should have.
But
that's where other cities are right now.
All right, to Jim's point, that crowd was not unhappy last night.
No, they stayed rooted. They were their little towels.
They were there for their team, and they were, I guess, in some ways appreciative for what they saw. But to go unbeaten at home up until the conference finals and then not show up for games 3 and 4.
Not only
and
that.
There were periods where they played. Look, you know, there were times when I even got nervous, even when they're up 2-0 last night. You know, that dreaded 2-goal lead, nothing more dangerous. Did you ever feel threatened as a Bruins fan last
Never.
Night?
Never. And the thing that I would point to most, which I think is just coaching and it is on some of the players, is just the lack of opportunities that they created on the
power. They didn't generate
play.
Anything.
I mean, that to me, it was the most embarrassing part. There were times where they were on the power play and they were dumping the puck and chasing, and you're like, what are you doing?
Do you remember?
I'm looking at that team saying, you do have guys on your top lines that have real skill. What the hell is going on here? Like that to me, that's on the coach. Yeah. That to me is on your coach.
Remember
that's
Toronto?
On Rob Brind'Amour, who you look at and you when you hear him talk, you're like, this guy's totally overmatched. This guy is not good. He's not cut out for this.
Remember Toronto, when we're sitting there and you're at the game, you're pulling your hair out when they're on the power play because they are just letting every single open shot fly and they never hesitated. They didn't have all the cue passes. It was you at that time with the cue passes. That's what's gotten better for the Bruins. They've learned, I think, from some of their mistakes on the power play. If you have the shot, take the damn shot. Get some confidence. Get going. Let the damn thing fly. And from the Hurricane perspective,
I mean, you've got players. You've got Niederreiter. You've got Teravainen. You've
Aho.
You've got Aho. Where the hell are these guys?
Dougie.
Where are any of these guys? I'm talking about your forward groups. Like,
right.
Where are your goal scorers on these power plays?
No, but they got Dougie.
None
out
of
front
those guys.
Teeing up.
Where the hell are any of those guys on the power plays? They had a million opportunities on the power play in this series. There were a ton of penalties called in this series.
There were
a ton called in the last two games.
I don't know what the future is going to be for that franchise. But as we sit here and we look at the Bruins and as we start comparing it, you look at other years and, you know, the path that you had to go to get there and you didn't really have to grind your teeth. There's too many game sevens like you may have in years past. And you said, okay, this could be the easiest path to the Stanley Cup Finals. And the Bruins took advantage of it. You could have said the same thing for the Hurricanes. Like, they're there. They're obviously not the favorite. But, damn, if we could pull this upset, this is our year. This is our chance to do it because the path is there for us. Like, they were there. Are they going to be kicking themselves in the ass like, we'll never be back here again? Like, that's, man, we blew it. We blew it. They're undefeated at home, coming back home. That's all we heard at the beginning of the week. 5-0 in their building. 5-0. Get the sirens going. They're a different team at home. Yeah, they came out flying in that game three the other night. Bruins survived it. Sucked it up. Figured it out.
Oh,
yeah. Matched their intensity.
Dude, the Bruins kicked their ass in this series.
Matched their intensity.
They got their ass kicked. I mean, let's not beat around that fact.
Doesn't it feel like the Bruins gained confidence here in these last two series? Like, I'm talking about third and fourth lines. Like, they don't care. Like,
maybe. They shouldn't really gain that much confidence from this series. They don't need any confidence builders from this one.
But a group that's together. Like, they got each other's back.
The Bruins should have gained confidence in the first two series. They had two good series wins in the first two. They played two different styles of teams in the first two series.
Beat two good
we
goalies.
Heard that this was going to be a hybrid of the two. Maybe, but they did both things. They didn't do either, is what it should have been. Or they did both things worse than each of the first two teams. This team sucked. They did. And the Bruins handled them by beating the snot out of them. Really. And they took care of business, which is great. That tells you the Bruins are in good shape right now. Bruins are playing well. No, the confidence builder for the Bruins should have come out of the first two series. But sweeping them is exactly, now that we've seen it and we saw what this team was made of, exactly what the Bruins should have done, and the Bruins are playing well, so good for them. They did exactly what they should have done with that team. They disposed of them and moved on. On to the cup they go. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Joe, who's in Plymouth. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Good. You guys aren't going to hang up on me this time, are you?
I don't know. Maybe we will.
No, I was just saying how I think that... Oh, hello. I think if it goes to six max, I think they'll be fine. But looking at going into a game seven for, like, I'm talking the St. Louis San Jose series. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. That's what I was talking about.
I
think if it goes to seven for that series, we're looking too much rest. We're coming off a series where it's a high scoring series with San Jose and St. Louis. They're going to be ready to go. And people were saying earlier that, like, they're going to have Providence scrimmage with us. Well, that's not a high powered San Jose team right now. So I think if it goes to five or six, we'll be good. But if it goes to seven, we're looking, that might not be good.
I can't figure out the point there. Maybe
he
that's
said,
why we hung up on him last
if
time.
If it goes to seven.
If it's six, it's good. If it's seven, it's
good.
No good.
Too much rest. But if it goes to six, it can be good.
If it's six versus seven, I don't think the layoff will be any different. I think it'll be the same amount of days.
It's 2 days. It's 2 days between
I don't
games.
Think the difference in the start of the series will be any different, though. The date will probably be exactly the same.
You would think four or five would be jumping off point.
I think if it ends in five, we might have a change in date of the start of the series.
Four.
Six versus seven, I don't think we're going to get a change in date.
Yeah.
I don't think we are.
We didn't hang up on him, so that was good.
Well, I mean, I hate to break it to everybody, but pretty much everybody gets hung up on.
Well, we quickly
almost every caller gets hung up on at the end of the call.
We try and get through as many calls as we can.
Some people do hang up on their own, but most people do end up getting the boot.
I've been out for 2 hours. You hung up on me.
That was your choice, not mine.
Yeah. Do something else.
Mike in Watertown. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
What's happening?
Man, nothing. What's happening to you?
Well, a few takeaways from this series. First of all, I'm thinking, well, those silly red and white uniforms they were sporting in the Garden, I think they should have been called the Candy Canes. I mean, God.
Ah.
They got a good licking, too, as a matter of fact.
Waka, waka.
Very punny.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
A few more observations. I mean, I think it wouldn't have been too difficult. Tuca
Wait a minute. Do you do stand-up at Giggles and Lenny Clark? I know this voice.
No. Okay. I write for Jimmy Fallon. No, I'm only kidding. But anyway, ba-da-boom.
Keep going.
But a few takeaways from the rink down there. I mean, that silly plastic red tunnel. Come on. It looks like they purchased it at Walmart and just set it up in 5 minutes before the game. My God.
Boom. Yeah. Boom. RDS headlines right back with more.
Want me to follow that?
Friday. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you'll figure it out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody.
Tuukka Rask has a shutout. 4-0 the score. 4-0 the sweep by his team. And Zdeno Chara, though injured, is in uniform and comes out for the celebration.
Good for you.
Good luck to you.
I'm so glad we could hear that.
Bruins captain Zdeno Chara did not play last night. He is day-to-day, but he did come out in full uniform for the handshake line.
That's kind of cool.
And that was him, as you heard on the NBC broadcast, talking with Hurricanes head coach Rob Brind'Amour, who told him, "I have so much respect for you. You can't keep doing this."
You can't keep doing this.
Hey,
good for you.
Good luck to you.
Zdeno Chara, who is 42 years old. He's older than Tom Brady.
You hear the same crap with Brady when it's said and done, too. Yeah, after games, like, Tom, when do you stop, man? God, you're so fast.
How do you think the Bruins looked defensively without Zdeno Chara last night?
Fine.
Can I say better?
You can.
Oh, Jim!
Yes, you can.
Damn you!
Yes, you can, because they did. Because for much of the game, they looked quicker. They looked faster. They looked to clear the puck faster.
Krug looked better.
They were moving better.
Krug looked good.
It's also on awareness, right?
And you know what it is? Because Carolina blows.
Yeah. Carolina wasn't playing as fast as they were the other night.
That's why. Because Carolina blows, and they were packing it in a little bit. I mean, for the most part, though, they did give good effort for the game, for them being up against the wall and knowing that they were going home. And they, trust me, I was waiting for the point where Carolina was in this game and was in an awkward spot of, there's no way we're going to win this game. We have to make sure we lose, because they did not want to come back to Boston.
I had this argument with somebody last night.
They wanted to make sure that they did not have to get back on the plane. They wanted to be done. They wanted to make their tee times. They wanted to make sure they could pack up their crap and go home at the end of the game.
I had that argument with somebody last night. And said, they don't really think that way. I'm like, look, not in the room. Not in the room. No one says it out loud. Individually, deep down, in their heart of hearts, they want to come back up to Boston this weekend to lose and get just rained upon.
You got the head coach.
With the chatter from the fans and all that stuff. It's like, or you can start your off season today.
Yeah, I mean, you don't
without
you don't,
the extra right. travel and everything. Of course, no one says we're gonna go. We're gonna win this tonight. We're gonna go up to Boston. We're gonna win it there. In the back of their minds, like, but if we do lose it tonight, then we just kind of, you know, that we don't postpone the inevitable. It's like talking about the next round of a playoff series. Everybody thinks about it. No one talks about it. Of course, you're not going to talk about it. But everybody thinks about what happens next.
Do you know why they look better? Because Chara had looked really bad. Because he's hurt. Because he'd been playing hurt. And by game three, it had become really apparent that he was playing hurt and needed the break.
He's 6'9", and he looks slower, too, comparative to these other guys. So, people will attack
he's
Char.
He's 42.
He never has looked fast, but, I mean, there is less reaching of the stick in there. And, you know, the collisions along the boards and the glass and that, they're not as physical. So he's obviously going through something. But I think there's an awareness, too, with the big guy being out. Hey, guys, let's be on our crap on the back end there, you know? Like Krug stepping it up. Everybody, McAvoy, you name it, just keep it going. They picked it up, and they picked it up well. They deserved to win that last night. They really did. And to sit there and say, you know, you face elimination. Their coach is sitting there talking about Rask all through this, saying, that guy right there, man, that goalie, he's doing something special right there. So you're down 3-0. Do you really think, as you sit there and you hear this through social media and all your press clippings and wrap-up, our coach is complimenting their goalie about being in the zone and doing something special. We can't win 4 in a row. There was zero shot.
You're talking about after game 3 when he said it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like that, I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Is after game 3 the time to be saying that?
No.
If you're Rob Brind'Amour?
Because he knew. And he's, see.
That is the waving of the white flag right there.
It is.
That's thrown in the towel.
It's a bad indicator for the team. And I wouldn't blame any one of those people in that room. One of those players say, yeah, even our coach thinks we're cooked.
Tuukka, obviously, with a shutout last night. Goals against 1.25 in the series with a save percentage of .956.
Do you remember when Tortorella?
Five total goals allowed in the four games.
Remember when Tortorella said, we'll be back in Boston. We'll see you for game 7. Remember that? Tortorella said it. And people were ripping him for it. That's what you say as a coach.
Right. That's what you're supposed to do, John Tortorella.
What do you want me to say? I'm confident in my team. I'll be back in Boston.
We got the special guy on the other side.
They dented him. Remember they dented him?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah. I would much rather have my coach saying, we dented him. We're getting to him. We're going to get to
denting.
Him.
Yes.
Versus what Rob Brind'Amour said, which is,
we're cooked.
We're cooked. We've got something special on the other side. What do you want your coach saying? Do you want your coach saying what Tortorella said or what Brind'Amour said? Think about that. For all the people that got on Tortorella, you want what Tortorella said.
Well, talking smack.
And you're trying to get your guys going.
He's trying to create confidence for his team.
Yes.
That save on Williams was the game right there.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, my God, yeah.
As Tom just said, a perfect way to explain that save. He Ricky Henderson'd it. Just snapped that glove. Didn't move. Snapped the glove. That's it.
Chris is in Oregon today. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, Scott and Mark.
Thanks
so much. I'm a Massachusetts native, but I live in Oregon now and listen to you guys all the time. Wanted to say, at the beginning of the show, it was really kind of bumming me out how Beto was talking about how all the, historically it's bad going into the playoffs with a long, or a Stanley Cup with a long wait. But you guys have gotten away from that. So on another thing, I just think, like, the Patriots and the Bruins are just such a different kind of team than the Celtics and the Red Sox. I mean, and I don't know if it's the sport or what, but just the egos on, you know, the Celtics and the Red Sox just make them really unlikable nationally. And I think the Bruins, I mean, the Patriots are unlikable because they win all the time, but they don't really have a lot of stars. I mean, they have Tom Brady, but after that, it really drops off. And I just wonder if you guys could kind of speak to that. You know, the Bruins and the Patriots just seem like different teams.
I think you have to play more together as a team in those two sports. And you look at the modern day NBA and everybody likes to say, yeah, it's a team game. It is a team game. There's five guys out there, but it's really three superstars on that team. And then you sort of find a way to pad your roster with other guys, role players. The game has changed in the NBA, super teams. But I just think, you know, you got to have each other's backs the way those two type of sports have to have them. You know, to go and play in people's buildings and that. Baseball, if your pitchers are good, you got a shot. And you get two guys that can hit.
A couple of weeks back, we had Blair in Maine on the line. He had one of his best takes ever, which was Tuukka.
I remember that.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Blair in Maine.
Got us fired up.
What's the take today?
Here we go.
What do you got?
I just want to tell you something real quick, Zolak and Burchand. I got something you guys would be very proud of me. And I'm doing this, and I feel very proud of myself, and then I'll talk about Tuca. Oh. I'm doing the Special Olympics in Orono, Maine, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, and I'm training myself for it. And I'm running today, going to the YMCA in Demerscotta, Maine, to run and get fit, baby. And I'm going to listen to some music while I run. And I'm fitting myself, baby. I want to lose about 30 to 40 pounds before this event happens. I really want to get skinny. I really want to win a gold medal. Want to get first. If I get second, I'm happy. But I'm going there to really win this thing. And I don't want to lose. I want to win, baby. It's all about winning, right?
That's right. See the attitude? See the difference right there?
What
he's doing the opposite of what Brandamore did.
What event? What? It's a running event, obviously.
Orono,
yeah.
Yeah, it's up in Orono. I'm doing the softball throw. I forget. Well, I'm running. I just forget about what I'm really running. My time right now, my times are at 12 seconds,
yeah.
6 seconds. So I really am ready to go out there and freaking win something.
Nice.
I'm going out there to win something, not to lose, to get a gold medal, bring it back in Maine.
Bring it back.
And I'm going to bring it back to my house, show people I know, and be proud of it. Because I don't come back without a gold medal. I'm coming back with the first place gold medal or a second place.
Yes!
I'm not coming back with the third place gold medal.
Do it! Do it!
I'm doing it!
Yeah!
If you're loud and proud, you betcha!
Yeah!
Thanks, Blair.
Attaboy, Blair. Go kick
luck,
its
buddy.
Ass.
Woo! I'm fired up now. Look at the chills.
Yes!
He's getting after it.
He ain't playing around. See the difference between him and the Hurricanes?
Not letting the weather get him down.
You see the difference between him and the Hurricanes?
Yeah. See the difference between him and Rob Brindamore?
Yeah, I'm
huge
running.
Huge gap there.
Look at that softball. We can't pick a softball up and throw it. That's a heavy softball. Blair says, F that.
Huge difference. He's getting a trophy. He's bringing it home. Bruins brought a trophy.
Gold medal.
Bruins brought a trophy home last night, but nobody touched it. We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, National Hockey League Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly will present the Prince of Wales Trophy. Accepting the trophy are the Eastern Conference champion, Boston Bruins.
Just judging from the last two times we reviewed some of the video today, some teams will grab this trophy and carry it off, others will not. Zdeno Chara was the captain the last two times. They gathered around for a picture just like this. Only Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner, is touching it. He's the only guy that's going to touch it. There are superstitions about these things.
The NHL really likes these soft instrumentals when they present trophies and the cup.
I like it.
Last night it was the Prince of Wales Trophy. This sounds like something from a movie. What movie is this from, Zoe?
Free Willy?
No.
Oh, that was Michael Jackson. Will you be there? Oh, my God.
Remember the Titans. Gettysburg.
Yes! No! Remember the Titans.
No. This is... You sit there. You smell the blood of that hot lead.
Remember the Titans.
Going through those bodies.
This is in Remember the Titans.
If we don't come together now on this battlefield.
Remember the Titans. They use this for the cup.
That's what I'm seeing here. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong, but
that's so badass.
They use this to present the Stanley Cup.
They did last year.
Wow.
God, it's so badass.
Okay. Well, last night, they get the Prince of Wales trophy, and they don't touch that trophy. You don't touch that trophy.
Speaking of
you
movies.
Don't touch it. And I know the Sidney Crosby touched it in 16 and 17, and then the Penguins went on to win the Cup. Recently, other teams have touched it.
Touch it.
They have. The Devils in 2012. The Bruins didn't touch it in 13. Rangers didn't touch it in 14. Lightning didn't touch it in 15. They all lost. Last year, Alex Ovechkin not only touched the trophy, he took it home with him and used it as a centerpiece.
Stupid Russian.
And obviously the Capitals won the Stanley Cup last year, so that didn't stop Alex Ovechkin and the Caps from winning the Cup. But the Bruins did not touch it in 11, and they won. They didn't touch it in 13, and they lost. They're 50-50 so far.
Hi, guys.
But they're not touching that thing. They didn't touch it last night, and that makes me feel better about things.
Yeah.
Don't touch that trophy. You're not in it for that trophy.
That's like Belichick. Belichick won't get that trophy out of here.
Yes.
Yep.
Similar.
Pose at the coach's breakfast, has his hands in front of him.
Belichick treats the AFC championship trophy
like a piece of
like a hot potato.
Like a paperweight.
Like, yeah. I don't want that.
Who staplers this?
Nice. Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
Get that away from me. Get it off me.
Yeah.
That's what he does with the AFC championship trophy. And that's how the Bruins should treat the Prince of Wales.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Hardy, speaking of movies, that Doc Emmerich there, and he just not going to, he's got a little Catherine Hepburn on Golden Pond, little sound to him. His delivery.
You think so?
Sometimes, a little bit.
Well, you need to ask him to sing Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday, Norman.
Happy Birthday to you,
Norman.
Norman, you old poo.
Stay off that porch. Go see Chelsea. Doc's got a little Catherine Hepburn in him. I guess got it right there at the end.
617-779
trophy.
0985. Phil's in Randolph today. What's up, Phil?
Hi. I'd like to just say I think Tuca took the heart out of the Carolina offense, but that doesn't account for the Carolina defense being suspect. They were kind of porous. Not taking anything away from the Bruins' first line, Bergeron, Marchand, Pasternak. Their passing was spot on, but the whole team passing was terrific. And I just wanted to mention something about Brad Marchand, and you'll have to forgive me for comparing him to Montreal Canadiens player, size-wise and play-like. He reminds me of Henri Richard. You know, let's ignore the tongue thing for the moment.
The Rocket?
We're going back a ways here.
I have his hockey stick.
Well, But the other thing I love about the playoffs is the handshake line at the end.
You should call Adam Jones tonight.
Yes.
You should call into Adam Jones. A lot of handshake talk on Adam Jones' Twitter feed.
Yeah.
I think he's a big fan of the handshake line. He calls it one of the best traditions in sports. He doesn't crap all over it
at all. Because he's such a dick normally.
He doesn't make fun of the handshake line.
Are you being facetious?
What do you think?
Yes.
What do you think Adam Jones thinks of the love of the handshake line? Do you think he's on board with that?
Well, my thing on the handshake line is it's good. It's just that at times it's forced. It's just now it's a forced thing.
I mean, I love that when Lucic said, "I'm going to beat your effing head in next time I see you." Judy said that. I am unfollowing Adam Jones for the next 2 weeks.
Do you know what I think is better than the handshake line? Is what you see in the NFL where it's not forced. No one's forcing you to go shake anybody's hand. And after a game, most players go see guys that they seek out and they want to say hello to, and they shake hands and congratulate and sort of fraternize. And
here's my problem with the handshake line.
Have moments and congratulate one another.
Everyone has their own interest, like in a series, in terms of what's, you know, the matchups and stuff. I wanted to see Krug and Williams shake hands last night. Those two were at each other's throats. And for some reason, that, you know,
they're more stuck on Charlie.
Look, it needs to be like whip around coverage just for the handshake line. If you're going to show it and you're going to make a big deal of it,
right,
give me like four different angles at once and let me choose the box that I want to watch. And I would have flipped over to see Krug and Williams and see what their handshake was.
The only thing
like
that's bull crap about the handshake line is people that are huge fans of the sport telling you they don't do this in any other sport. Actually, yes, they do.
Actually, do it better because it's
actually
not forced.
Yes, they do. They do it in other sports. They do it in football. We see it all the time on the field after the games.
They do it in kids' baseball.
In fact, they do it in baseball all the time, but you don't see it because it happens after the games. It happens down underneath. Players all the time go across on the concourses between clubhouses after games are played in the playoffs.
It's not formal like that, though.
What's that?
It's not formal like that, though.
Not formalized, but it's not forced. It's actually genuine.
It's not an obligation.
Yeah, it's not obligated. Players actually go out of their way to congratulate one another, and it's more genuine and real than that. So stop bragging about it for your sport, okay? That's all I would say about it.
Hey,
stop bragging about it.
It's a cool moment. It is what it is. But like after that Super Bowl, was that 49 when Gronkowski and Bennett were just throwing haymakers and – and Averill and those guys and just lost their minds. You know, Brady's kneeling down and Richard Sherman comes over to shake his hand. I look down and then there's Gronkowski shaking hands and he's hugging with Bennett. Like you could stand there toe to toe and just throw haymakers and someone rip your effing head off. And hey, it's a nice game, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, but that's organic. That's real.
It's emotion. You get past the emotion.
Basketball players do it quite a bit. Like, that happens all the time on the
sometimes
court.
Sometimes they leave the court before the game's over.
Yeah, that happens too.
You guys could have a knockdown, drag-out debate on the show and then just walk out in the hallway and play Frisbee and be fine, too.
We're not actually physically assaulting
each
other.
No, that's true.
I'd hit somebody.
We could, though.
You're doing what the job requires, yelling at each other. Yeah.
We're also on the same team, though. I mean, it's not like we're... You know what we should do, though, is after every ratings period, we should go, like...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.